So now, beginning here with chapter 43 and through actually the rest of this book, we have prophecies during Jeremiah's last days in Egypt, where he was taken. See, they forced him to go. Now we see the remnant going into Egypt here in chapters 43 and 44. Will you notice it? In verse 1 of chapter 43, it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, all the words of the Lord, their God, for which the Lord our God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah the son of Hoshea, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. Now, their whole point here is, God hasn't sent you to say that. In other words, he's not saying what they want him to say. They had hoped he'd say, go into Egypt. That's what God wants you to do. But God says, don't go into Egypt. Now, in verse 5, but Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations, whither they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah. Now he takes everybody, and we are told here that he took also Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tophanes. And this place, by the way, is right near where they had been at the very beginning when they became a nation in the land of Goshen. Now, Jeremiah is still speaking to them. They forced him to go to Egypt. And now the Lord tells him, take great stones in thine hands, and hide them in the clay in a brick kiln. Verse 9. And back down in the brickyards of Egypt, they're not getting anywhere fast, as you can see, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tophanes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will set his throne upon these stones that I've hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as were of death to death, and such as were for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. Now the interesting thing here is, they ran off to the land of Egypt to escape Nebuchadnezzar. But God is going to permit Nebuchadnezzar to take the land of Egypt, which he did. And these people are right back under Nebuchadnezzar, only this time he doesn't leave them in the land, he puts them into slavery. And so this is the message that he gives to Israel in Egypt. Now chapter 44, and I'm just going to hit high places here, verse 16, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. So what you have here is a total rejection of Jeremiah. The remnant refused to believe Jeremiah. They won't accept him at all. And we have here, Jeremiah warns them that Nebuchadnezzar is going to take this land now and will take these people, and yet they still refuse. Now the remnant in Egypt refused to hear the word of the Lord. And so there's nothing left for them but judgment. And we'll see that we have now a series of prophecies against the nations round about that were literally fulfilled. We'll see fulfilled prophecy when we get there.